Accused child molester arrested after crossing Mexican border into Texas. By Bob Price on January 28, 2020. Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol agents arrested a man wanted in Georgia on charges for statutory rape and child molestation after he illegally crossed the border from Mexico into Texas. Agents assigned to the Brownsville Border Patrol Station on Sunday arrested a Mexican man after he illegally crossed the border from Mexico. The agents took the man to the station for processing in a biometric background investigation where they learned the man is a fugitive from justice. According to information provided by Rio Grande Valley Sector Border Patrol agents, a records check revealed active warrants from the Tifton Police Department in Georgia. The man is wanted in connection to charges of statutory rape and child molestation. The agents turned the man over to federal marshals who will transport him to Georgia to face prosecution. A few days earlier, agents assigned to the Rio Grande City Station patrolling near Roma, Texas, arrested a Salvadoran national after he illegally crossed the border. During processing, the agents learned the man is a member of the Mara Salvatrucha, MS-13, gang, officials stated. Border Patrol agents frequently arrest previously deported criminal aliens as they attempt to make their way back into the United States. Tucson sector agents arrested 41-year-old Marcelino Cruz Corona on January 19 after he illegally entered the U.S. near Sasabe, Arizona. His background investigation revealed a previous conviction for sexual conduct with a minor in Greenville County, South Carolina. The court convicted him in 2009 and sentenced the Mexican national to 5 years in prison, Tucson sector officials stated. 2 days later, agents patrolling near Cowlick, Arizona, arrested Jorge Ruiz Gonzalez, a 50-year-old Mexican national, after he illegally crossed the border from Mexico. A court in Harris County, Texas, convicted the criminal alien in 1996 for possession of cocaine with intent to distribute and conspiracy to distribute cocaine. The court assessed a fine of $10,000, a 46-month prison sentence, and 50 months of probation. Tucson sector officials reported they arrested 195 illegal aliens with significant criminal histories in FI 2019, which ended on September 30, 2019. Earlier this month, Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 40-year-old Marlon Alexander Zavala Alcantara, a six-time deported Honduran man, after he allegedly left the scene of the crash that caused the death of an 81-year-old woman, Sheriff Troy Nels told Breitbart, Texas. Immigration officials reported the suspect's immigration history. "This is a direct result of Congress's unwillingness to take action to secure our border," Sheriff Nels said. "God bless President Donald Trump for what he has done to secure the border despite total resistance from the Democrat-led House of Representatives." Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.